Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in at this time, the Pittman's basketball coach, Jeff Capel. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
We're great. Thank you for asking. I guess the best way to ask this is just kind of straight away. How do you assess this season? Is it something that's a positive, something that's a negative, something you can build off of? What's your thumbnail of this season?
Well, I think it's positive for where we are as a program right now. I thought we made, you know, big strides as a program. I think one of the main things is that we gave hope, you know, in this program. There's hope, there's belief again into what this program can become. And I think that's a testament to how hard our guys played all season, how we fought. Most of the games, as we got to conference, we were in them. We had a chance, but we have to greatly improve our talent. But I do think that it was a success based on who we are right now as a program. You know, there were no illusions of something that we weren't. I understood exactly who we are as a program right now and the changes that need to be made. And I understand it's very difficult for me. It's very hard, but I understand that it's going to take some time. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. But I thought we took some big-time positive steps in going in the right direction, teaching our guys how to play hard, understanding the investment that it takes to be really good. Winning is hard. And I think sometimes when you've had success like this program had over an extended period of time, take it for granted, and you think that it's easy. And when you get down like this program has been, you know, I think you can appreciate, you know, the small things, someone playing really hard, guys playing together, guys fighting. And I think that's what our fans appreciated this year. That's why you saw the Pete full again. You saw energy back in the building again. Even though we were losing, you saw people, you know, giving support you know, to the young men in our program. And so I think it's positive from that standpoint. You know, I'm not, you know, here just to be, you know, like what our record was. We want to win and we have to win. But in order to do that, you have to take the steps you know, that we've taken this year.
I know it's only one game, Jeff, but what do you take away from the win over BC, especially in the fact that you guys started slow and sloppily, turnovers on four out of the first five possessions, but then persevered and I thought showed a lot of maturity. Again, just one game, but in coming back to play defense and have that be the driver of that victory.
Well, it was a huge game for us. I mean, huge. Number one, it gave us a win in the postseason. And I know that's not the NCAA tournament or the NIT or anything like that, but the ACC tournament is the postseason. And so it gave us a win there. The second thing is that it gave us back-to-back ACC wins. That's something that hadn't happened since, I think, 2017. And so that's a big-time positive for us. We had some momentum after we beat Notre Dame on Senior Day at home. We were able to win a close game. And then after you mentioned the first 5 minutes of the ACC tournament, I thought for the next 30 minutes, I thought we played at a very high level, maybe as well as we've played all year long. Our attention to detail defensively was really good. The energy that we had, understanding the personnel, understanding the game plan and executing it, I thought it was very high. And then what we were able to do offensively, getting to the line, attacking downhill off of ball screens, opening the floor, having some space, and doing some things there. And so, you know, really, I thought we played three very good halves in the ACC tournament. And again, that's not good enough, but it was what this team could give. I thought the two halves against Boston College, and I thought we played well in the first half against Syracuse. Syracuse is a good team, and you know, they're an older team and a veteran team. And I thought we got maybe a little bit tired there in the second half. half against Syracuse. We couldn't make a shot in the first half. Jared was making everything. They adjusted their zone in the second half against us. And zone was something that was difficult for us, especially for Xavier Johnson and Trey McGowan, because it made them think, and it made us think, and it took away them getting to the basket. And so all year long, we struggled a little bit with zone, especially a zone like Syracuse, with how big it is and how experienced it is. But I thought the Boston College game was huge for us for a lot of different reasons.
You can text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Jeff Capel here on the Fan Morning Show. It was just about a year ago, and I told you this when it happened. I marveled at the fact that you had your introductory press conference and there were no note cards. You just spoke off the cuff. And one of those things that you did for that introductory press conference is you made a particular mention of Dick Groat and your affinity of Mr. Groat and what he means to you, what he's meant to you, what he meant to Duke, and what he meant to Pitt. Now that he's no longer going to broadcast games after 40 years, to think about him in retrospect and to think that all he's meant to you, to Duke, and to Pitt, it has to be an interesting dynamic right now, Coach.
No, it really is. He's a guy, he's a man that means a lot to me. You know, during my time at Duke as a player, you know, every day that I walked into Cameron, whether we were playing pickup, whether we were getting ready for practice or practicing, you know, every day there was a moment I would always look up in the rafters and just to soak in, you know, the history and the excellence. And so every day I was seeing him. I was seeing his jersey up there. And I would hear the stories about what a great player he was. And that was really just basketball, to be honest with you. That's what I heard. And then as I got older in the program there, I would hear, you know, what a great baseball player he was. And obviously, you know, learned about him going to the majors. As I went back to Duke and became a coach, and when Pitt joined the league in 2014, when I was at Duke, when we came up to Pitt to play, that was the first time I met him. And it was like meeting like this mythological like character, you know, because of all the stories we heard of what a great athlete he was. You know, this two-sport athlete that was, you know, a Hall of Famer in both of them, in baseball and in basketball. And he couldn't have been more friendly. He couldn't have been nicer. He couldn't have been more supportive of me. The true story, when we came up here, when I was a kid, I think it was last year, I think we came up here in early, sometime in January, and I brought him, we had started the thing at Duke, the Brotherhood, and it was based on all the former players. And I bought him a bag of gear, of just Duke gear, and I gave him a thing, you know, a shirt that we had made of the Brotherhood. And, you know, I gave it to him. I was very excited to give it to him. And he said to me, he pulled me aside, and he said to me, "You're going to be the next head coach of Pitt." And I just kind of laughed it off because I wasn't even honestly thinking about anything like that at that time. And so we started to laugh when I actually got the job and I came up here, you know, for the press conference. And, you know, I made mention of him when I looked out and I saw him. I didn't know he was going to be there. And then, you know, he pulled me aside a little bit later and he told me, like, you know, "I told you this was going to happen." And so he's a giant. You know, he's a giant here in the community here in Pittsburgh. He's a giant at Duke. And more than just a great athlete, he's an unbelievable man that's giving, that's caring, and just first class in every sense of the word.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. That's driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Pitt head coach Jeff Capel with us here on the Fan Morning Show, putting the wraps on the 2018-19 season, which you only got to spend a year with Jared Wilson Frame, Jeff. But what do you take from him that you will use to, I guess, impart on Xavier Johnson, Trey McGowan's, Audis Tony, and remind them of going forward about what Jared Wilson Frame gave them this year?
Well, the very first thing was that he was a guy right away that believed, and that's really difficult when you don't know someone. I mean, he jumped right in right away from the time it was announced that I got the job, and he and I had that first conversation. And Jared's a good player. And one of the things, he and I had some very hard conversations. And it was interesting because he didn't fight it, you know. And that's really hard, especially when you don't have a relationship right away. It's different when you have an established relationship and then you say some hard things. One of the things my dad always taught me is that if you really love someone and care about someone, there are two things that you'll always do. You believe in them and you'll always tell them the truth. And that's the sign of any great relationship. But relationships take time to build and you constantly have to work on them. And so right away, I was very honest in my assessment of the game of what I thought of it from afar. I'd never coached him, but just coaching against him twice, you know, I shared what I thought and I shared the changes that I thought that he needed to make. Right away, guys, he could have been like, you know, screw this guy, he doesn't know me, because I was honest in my assessment, and it could have come off as critical. And that assessment was that, just from afar, I thought he was selfish. I thought he was a very inefficient player. All he did was shoot. You know, didn't look like he was a great teammate. These were my observations from afar. And if you decide to stay, which right away he told me he was staying, like, you have to change. And as I got to know him, I would point out different things in his game that I thought that he could do. Right away, he got in better shape. I mean, he committed to that right away. And he understood, like any good player, and this is the sign of a good player, you have to change. No matter if you're really good, you're constantly seeking out ways to get better. And I thought he had an outstanding senior season, especially going through a slump there where he couldn't make a shot. My only wish is that, and this is, I hope this doesn't come off as a knock, you know, Jared's a guy that would have been even better with better players, because he can really shoot the basketball and he has a great feel for the game. He's a better passer than you realize. He's a really smart player, and he would have been a guy if you had better players around him, then he would have been a perfect piece, because of his ability to stretch the defense out, shoot the basketball. But I'm so appreciative of him for believing in me and our staff and what we were trying to do right away. He didn't fight. He didn't resist. He jumped in. You could coach him hard. You could tell him hard things. And because he's a little bit older and probably a little bit more secure in who he is, he was able to take that. And so for Xavier, for Trey, and for all of those guys, he's an example of that you have to change in order to be really good.
Jeff Capel, Pitt men's basketball coach. Coach, we appreciate it so very much. We'll talk again soon, and we do believe that Pitt is headed absolutely in the right direction. Thank you so much, Coach.
Guys, I appreciate your support on me and having me on and your support for our program.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we'll talk again soon. Thanks again, Jeff.
All right, man.
All right, there it is, Jeff Capel. He said, I'll tell you what, that was a lot of great stuff again from Jeff Capel.
He's phenomenal. It doesn't matter. Again, someday we're going to sit him down and just record him reading the phone book, and it will somehow be inspirational.
He said it was meeting Dick Groat was like meeting a mythological creature.
Yes.
He's right, though.
Dick Groat is like a centaur.
Right. Well, I mean, considering all the stuff that he's accomplished in life and in athletics.
He really is. Like, for kids that don't – that didn't get to watch him.
It's like Jim Thorpe.
Yeah.
Like, you meet somebody like that, and you're like, there's, like, children's books about this guy, you know?
Like, imagine if Kyler Murray went into both baseball and football and was legitimately a first-round level talent in both sports.
Like Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
he
what it is.
He was Bo Jackson before Bo Jackson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.